Meeting of the Fitchburg Cultural Council. I now call this meeting to order at 5 p.m. Please be advised that FATV is conducting an audio and video recording of this meeting for public broadcast. I ask that anyone else in the audience who is recording this meeting please identify themselves by standing and stating their name and city of residence. Seeing none, I ask that at this time that all electronic devices be placed into silent mode. The Fitchburg Cultural Council is a public entity. We are part of Massachusetts Cultural Council, serving as the local cultural council. Our mission here is to elevate the rich cultural life in Fitchburg, and our members are appointed by the mayor of the city of Fitchburg. We all serve as volunteers, and we are always looking for new members. Feel free to talk to any one of us to learn how to get involved. You may also email us with your interests or concerns at fitchburg.mcc@gmail.com. Okay. Ready for roll call?
Attendance. Eva Kelly?
Here.
Liz Murphy?
Here.
Shara Osgood? Here. Mike Amadeo?
Here.
Ricardo Barros?
Here.
Dan Dow is not here. Jen Hemingway?
Here.
C. Moran, not here. Sarah Beth Wheeler?
Here.
On Zoom. And Catherine Healy is not here. Millie Whitfield is not here. Julio Fuentes?
Here.
And Tamar Russell Brown is also not here.
We open every monthly meeting with public comment. Is there anyone in attendance that wishes to speak? Please step up to the podium. State your name, city of residence, and the agenda item you would like to speak about for not more than 2 minutes. Okay, seeing none, we're going to move on to welcome our newest member, Julio Fuentes. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Really excited.
Happy to have you.
Yes. Very good. I have a grant report from Dan Dow, although he's not here tonight. I put it in your packet right after the agenda. Would someone like to read it, or do you want me to read it? I don't care.
I can read it.
Okay, great.
From Dan, this says, good evening, Fitchburg residents and fellow councilors. April has been a productive month for the FCC grant program. The council is now being wound down. Let me start that sentence over. The council is now beginning to wind down the 2025 grant cycle. Of the 72 grants, 9 still owe final grant reports. All submitted reports have been processed and filed, and Dan will be reaching out directly to those with outstanding reports. The 2026 grant cycle is also moving steadily forward. The council has received all but 5 signed grant agreements, and 48 grant checks are expected to be mailed this Friday, April 24th. One additional check delayed due to a W-9 issue will be mailed the following week, with one grantee rescinding their award. Dan has been in contact with the remaining 4 grantees and expects to have their payments processed soon. Dan would like to extend a special thank you to Liz, Miles, and especially Alita for their efforts. Alita is our admin assistant. This year's payment process has been especially smooth, allowing the FCC to better serve artists and the community. Thank you for your time, Dan.
Great, thank you.
I make a motion that we accept this grant report as stated.
I'll second.
We want to take a vote on that.
I think we have to do roll
call. We need a roll
Kelly?
Call.
Oh, we don't have to. Oh, yeah, we do, because we have somebody online.
Have Sarah online.
Eva Kelly?
Yes.
Liz Murphy?
Yes.
Shara Osgood? Yes. Mike Amadeo?
Yes.
Ricardo Barros?
Yes.
Jen Hemingway?
Yes.
Julio Fuentes?
Yes.
Sarah Beth Wheeler?
Yes.
That passes unanimously.
Liz, would you like to do the treasurer's report?
I don't have a treasurer's report, but I will say it's mostly because there hasn't been any activity in the month of March. But next report, we will see a whole bunch of activity because those checks are coming out this Friday. That will be in the April report that I give in May.
Okay, great. We do have some minutes to review. Does everyone want to take a second to read the minutes? want to say minute to read the minutes. Or look them over anyway. Sarah, do you have them? I think I attached them to one of the emails. Yeah?
Yeah, they're online.
Okay. So let's take a minute.
I will make a motion to approve these minutes.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay, one sec. That was Jen seconded?
Yes.
Take a vote. Eva Kelly?
Yes.
Liz Murphy?
Yes.
Shara Osgood, yes. Mike Amadeo?
Yes.
Ricardo Barros?
Yes.
Jen Hemingway?
Yes.
Sarah Beth Wheeler?
Yes.
And Julio Fuentes?
Yes.
And that also passes unanimously.
Great. I think we need to skip over the next one just until Tamar, if Tamar is able to join us, then we can vote on the extension of her status as ex officio member. The next thing on here is to discuss, and we discussed this at the last meeting, having the community meeting on August 6th, 2026 at the Fitchburg Art Museum. Any discussion or no motion? I need a motion first.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, thank you.
Motion.
To approve holding the public meeting on August 6th at the Fitchburg Art Museum from 5 to 7.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Who was that? Who seconded?
Julio? No, Mike.
Mike, okay. We all sound the same over there on that end of the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have any discussion?
Anybody wants to speak to the motion?
Anyone want to speak to the motion?
I have a question. When do we have to submit our priorities? Because it seems like it's sometime in August, and I don't want it to be too close.
Do you think we should have the meeting earlier?
We usually do it like in July.
Oh, okay.
I think the last couple have been in August, haven't
they? But it could be. Maybe July. We don't have to be until the end of August, I think, right?
Maybe it was July.
Anybody? I thought it was in August last year, too. I know we have to do it before the end of the month, because in the grant season opens in September, right?
So it has to be submitted, my understanding is, before September 1, right?
Okay.
I'm not sure what the date is that. It may be like a week before or something. Mm. So I kind of want to know what that is before we decide August 1st. It's August 6th. It's early. It means that it's going to be at least 2 weeks. So it's probably okay.
Oh, okay.
As long as we're like tabling at events and getting the survey out there before then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sure.
Have we secured that date as being open with the Fitchburg Art Museum?
Yes, I actually asked them if they could do the following Thursday, but they cannot do that. And actually the 6th is first Thursday. So there's already gonna be activity at the Art Museum. So they suggested maybe doing it that day, because there'll already be people milling around and participating in activities for first Thursday, which I thought was a great idea.
It is.
Yeah.
We have often done it in connection with something like that.
Okay.
Any questions?
If I may, it was August 7th last year.
Oh, it was August 7th last year. Okay, perfect.
So then that's precedence for it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion? No? Should we vote?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Okay. I will take a vote. Eva Kelly?
Yes.
Liz Murphy?
Yes.
Shara Osgood? Yes. Mike Amadeo?
Yes.
Ricardo Barros?
Yes.
Jen Hemingway?
Yes.
Sarah Beth Wheeler?
Yes.
And Julio Fuentes?
Yes.
Okay. Passes unanimously. We have a date.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Shara. So the next thing on our agenda is the actual survey that we're going to distribute. We're actually going to start distributing this, as Shara just mentioned, when we have tables at events. And I know we talked about being at the block party in July. But in order to start distributing the survey, I think we need to take a look at it. So do you guys want to take a minute? It's in your packet also. Do you have it? I'm sorry, Sarah. Okay. It actually might be on the agenda. If you have the agenda in your email, there's a link, I think, to it. Want to take a look? Yeah.
It's actually titled 2025 Public Input Survey.
Right, because we have to update it, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah, so because I know I was looking for something, but no, it was I kept finding the 2025 and going, where's the 2026? But no, I didn't.
Go ahead, Mike.
Maybe it's also got the current and soon to be old logo. So
yep.
Maybe we can change both things at the same time, the year and the logo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know typically surveys from year to year, they try to make them as consistent as possible so you can actually measure change and growth, you know.
We probably need new QR codes as well.
New QR codes, okay.
Well, not for the website, just for the online survey.
I wrote in sensory friendly at the top of the second page because it got cut off on my printer.
Nope.
That's why I wrote that in, but that's what appears on the document. Julio, you just filled this out last year. What was that experience like?
It was painless.
Painless, all right. Oh, good, okay.
Yeah, if I may, I think we did a lot of work last year to update the survey, and I haven't
point
gotten
order,
any.
Point of order, we need to actually put in a motion before we discuss.
Oh, okay.
You can discuss. You can have discussion before.
Okay.
But it's also fine to do it. Yeah.
Just try to help with not doing things wrong. That's all.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. I do remember that though too, Liz. Going through this pretty yeah. thoroughly last year, I think. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Question: Who of us maintains the online survey? The QR code that goes to the, that's something you do?
I don't know. I do know I have access to the electronic survey. So the Google survey, the Google form, I have that. I'm not sure who put these in last year.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah.
It doesn't break. Right now it goes to the previous one and says no longer accepting responses.
And that's the Google form. Right,
yep.
Because when I
yep.
open the Google form, that's the first thing it says,
yep.
Yeah.
And the FCC website does work also.
Right.
But we gotta update the-
Sarah, did you have something? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know that I remember last year that Joe is in charge of the survey, Joe Bowen.
Oh okay.
I know for sure he was, because I was just getting started with you guys and I was very interested.
Okay.
So it might behoove us to contact him. I'm sure he can help us with the QR code and updating the year on that as well.
And I'm sorry, Mike, did you say something about the website on the bottom of the
I was just saying
page?
That the FCC website QR code does work.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Okay.
So can I make a motion that we accept this survey with the edits of the year, changing the logo, and new QR codes?
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay.
You second? Who,
yeah.
Ricardo? Okay.
Great. So I'll talk to Joe about the QR codes and see how he did that.
Does anyone want to speak to the motion?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to speak to the motion? Anyone? No.
Okay, we're ready for a vote. So Eva Kelly?
Yes.
Liz Murphy?
Yes.
Dara Osgood, yes. Mike Amadeo?
Yes.
Ricardo Barros?
Yes.
Jen Hemingway?
Yes.
Sarah Beth Wheeler?
Yes.
And Julio Fuentes?
Yes.
All right, passes unanimously.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is the FCC logo. And thank you to Ricardo and Shara for putting these together. Really appreciate it.
Okay, I would like to just give an introduction to what this is all about. And I don't know if I do that first or...
Do we do that first? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Ricardo. Okay. The basic issue is I think that our existing logo could stand an upgrade. The problem is that it's not only us that uses this logo, but it's our clients also, the people that we give the monies to. And when they have a publication, then they're required, we require them, to put this logo into their posters, flyers, and all that. And this is not very conducive to other designs. So that when you actually put this logo with the existing colors and so forth into other publications, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Mm-hmm. Plus, in my personal opinion, it's not a really elegant logo. So Shara and I got together and we went through a whole bunch of designs, and then we put it, you know, we sent out a survey. It was an informative survey just to find out what people thought. And it turns out that that there was one of the choices that we were looking at that did have, you know, using a ranked choice procedure to find out what the consensus was, did get 7 votes. And that is more than, that's a consensus according to this process.
Yeah.
So, and that was the family A. It's the one with, let's see, the...
I gave everything.
The FCC, and then there's the word Fitchburg is on the left vertical, and Cultural Council is beneath it. So what I, to expedite things, what I would like to do, and you correct me if I can't do it, but what I'd like to do is lump the votes together that I would like to make a motion that we update the logo specifically to the family of logos A.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion?
Thanks for your efforts, everyone. Sarah?
I have a question on that. If we do this with the family A, with the name on the side and all, if it's as small as it is on this page that I have, that's like half the page, it's really hard to read the Fitchburg Cultural Council words. Do we want to accept that we can do that and also family C, so that we can have it be just the just the letters and the letters with the words on the side if it's small, and the words from A if it's larger?
Mm. Yes, Mike.
Yep. It sounds reasonable to offer a client, customer, the option if it gets small to use B. Can we include that in the motion?
A, B, or C?
I think it was C.
A or C, I think, right?
Right, I think B just being just the letters together. And I just want to say that B, it can be black, it could be any color. And, you know, we worked it where it had an outline or it didn't have an outline. I think all of those fit the same, they all fit the brand, and they can be various different options that we could offer.
So am I allowed to amend my motion?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to amend my motion that we, to say that we're going to update the logo and it will be within the family A, B, or C, subject to how it fits into the design best.
Cool. I would second that.
Okay. Any more discussion?
If I may?
Yes.
I do like all three of those logos for different reasons. However, the B without the wording of what the council is could be anything.
Concerning, yeah. So you're, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
The FCC.
I see you, Sarah. Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. No, finish. Go ahead, Julio.
Wait,
finish.
It should have the words regardless, but it may be giving a color option, a black and white option, you know, black option, both with the words and without the words. Does that make sense?
So are you suggesting, Julio, that...
I'm suggesting A and A or C.
A or C. Okay.
Without the B.
I'm receptive to that. I changed my motion to exactly that.
So you're making a motion. And I think there's some more discussion. Sarah has something. Sorry, Sarah.
Well, hold on a second.
Hi. So I have a particular... nice opinion about the logo, and I don't like the logo without the words. I think that locally people know us as the FCC, but I like the little Fitchburg Cultural Council in there. I think it doesn't leave any questions for our grant recipients. I think that I've seen tons, and what we're talking about are things like, you know, not just the papers, but the swag that we've been talking about, pencils, pens. And I think it was A that gives us those three options. So those are just what I wanted to mention about the logo.
Okay.
What you just said is consistent with A and C.
Okay, then I'm fine with A and C.
Okay, and Jen, do you?
I also wanted to pipe up. I mean, I think that first one in family A, I think you had talked about the lettering being too small, but I think it looks really elegantly put together and gives the eye something to sort of look at than the regular baseline of wording. I think it's a little more artistic. I think it's also bold. And I think having Fitchburg Cultural Council on the actual logo would be good legally, too, with all the paperwork. Mm-hmm. So.
One last comment.
Sure.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. In this, if we don't already, in the situation where client/customer it feels like they don't have the room for the full logo, we can ask them to just spell out in text Fitchburg Cultural Council. Everybody should have room for that. So in lieu of using the, if they feel like they can't fit it, so that way we can just hold on to A and C and not use B.
Okay.
The ambiguity of B.
I would think C would cover that issue, though, when the, if A gets reduced to a small size and isn't the words aren't legible, C is, you can be shrunk a little bit further down and still be legible.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think those two work.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Ricardo?
So I think what we're really considering here is which families of logos, mm-hmm. but and it seems like we're homing in on A and C. Beyond that, this is not something we need to vote, but is the context, the instructions we give when we publish this thing. And we can say, in those instructions, this is preferred over that when it's too small. We can put that in the instructions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the vote right now...
It's which
okay,
one?
So to be very clear, my motion is to replace the current logo with family A and C. That's my motion. And it's been seconded, I believe.
Second.
Okay.
Who was the second? That was
it okay. was Mike.
Mike. I'm sorry. I keep doing that.
No worries.
Okay.
I'll sit over there next time.
Ready for roll call?
So...
Yeah, just a second. No. Okay, unless there's more discussion. Are we?
Before I wasn't sure.
Okay, so I'm going to take a roll call vote. Mm-hmm. Eva Kelly?
Yes.
Liz Murphy?
Yes.
Shara Osgood? Yes. Mike Amadeo?
Yes.
Ricardo Barros?
Yes.
Jen Hemingway?
Yes.
Sarah Beth Wheeler? Sarah Beth Wheeler?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
I read her lips.
And Julio Fuentes?
Yes.
All right. Also passes unanimously. We have a new logo. Woo!
Great. Thank you again, Ricardo and Shara, yeah, for all your work. Thank you for doing that. So the next item is upcoming events and announcements. And we discussed the logo. But the next thing is the Creative Conversations event, which was really great. Thank you, Liz. I don't know if you want to share.
Yeah, so we ended up calling this a creative roundtable, and it was held April 15th at Canvas, and it was a little bit short notice because we wanted to fit it into 01420 week. We had about a dozen organizations, I think.
Yeah.
And a handful of other just guests that were engaged. So we just really had a big roundtable, and the lesson I will take from that is that when you have 12 people, it takes a long time to get through one question around that table. but I thought it was really engaged, and I think what everybody took away from that is that there's a lot of opportunity for partnership here, and that there is a ton of events going on. And I think if I could wish the agenda for the next meeting, it would be to look more closely at how do we collaborate, how can we amplify our voices together and advocate for each other, and then have that shared maybe calendar or some kind of a event space that people can go to for all the cultural events. I don't mean a physical space. I mean a website or a whatever where all the events are. So we spent $71 on snacks, and I also talked to Coffee Corps about, so we haven't paid for the space yet, and they also have a membership option or a partner option, which I printed out here and is now in the mix of my papers. Let me find it here. Oh, here we go. So they have a partnership application that is for entities like us, where they would be, if we have events, there could be a door split to share the revenue of whatever the events were, reduced prices for community events, educational programs, nonprofit fundraisers, and collaborative events. What I don't know yet is what the fee is, so I guess what I'm prepping for here is to suggest that if depending on what the fee is, that maybe it would make sense for us to become a member as opposed to paying a fee for each session. And then depending on what the membership looks like, there's also the Fitchburg Cultural Alliance, which has a membership, because we have three more of these events to do before the end of the calendar year. So, just looking ahead, I kind of want to see if does it make sense for us to become members of both and be able to host events at both of these? But it's a little premature to take a vote on that because I don't have enough information about the costs yet.
Okay.
But I plan to bring that back for the next meeting.
Hopefully. Okay. Yeah. Thank
you.
Okay, our next item is our communication subcommittee update. Sarah Beth, are you willing to update us on where we are?
So I can do my very best. we had a great meeting. One of the things that we're working on is we've been working on finding and pricing out swag like we talked about. We honed in on some of the things we're thinking to put this new logo on, and I did reach out to Monty Tech, and unfortunately they didn't offer the types of materials that we're looking for, magnets and pens. I did go online and I have been looking and pricing out different options, and I will have a proposed budget to bring back to this meeting next month so that we can vote on it and hopefully get ourselves some new material. While I was at the Social Justice and Advocacy Fair, I particularly paid attention to the swag on the tables so that I could see what other folks are doing, what looks interesting, what we might like to look at our next subcommittee meeting. We talked about the social media aspect. I've taken over, not taken over, I'm serving the committee by heading up the Facebook group. I wanted to ask any of you if you get any grant recipient flyers, if you know of anything going on, if you could just get it to me. I can post it there, and I've also been posting in other groups from our Fitchburg Cultural Council Facebook site to just get people more aware of us. I would like us to be a bigger presence online and more findable and accessible to what's going on these days. Did I miss anything, Eva? Or
oh,
Liz?
You did great.
Okay, thanks.
That's great. Our next item. Last month, we talked about student council members. So I did a little research, and the students that Sarah Beth has made contact with at the university, because of their age, they're considered adults. So they would go through the same process that anyone else is if they're interested in joining. We do have an opportunity to have high school students on the council, but before we move forward with that, we have to go to City Council and propose that. They have to approve it. So I don't know if we need a vote for this, but I'm willing to do that, to go before the City Council and just let them know and suggest that we start doing that if we can find some students. And go ahead.
I'd just love to support you in that endeavor however I can.
Yeah, so I think that's our first step before we start recruiting kids. So are you guys okay? Go ahead, Liz.
If I may, I know one of the options, and I don't know the process yet, but we could do something like associate members. And the nice thing about associate members is I don't think they have to be present for quorum purposes.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong about that, okay. but I think they might be because they're associate. Okay. I think they can help you get the quorum if you don't have the full members here, but if they're not there, I don't think they count against you.
Okay, I will look at that.
And then they would only vote if other members aren't there, and so that's something to think about. You know, it does limit their ability to vote, but it would, like, they would step in to in a voting position when we didn't have enough quorum members. So,
okay,
you know, it's kind of splitting the difference. But honestly, I would be okay with either, whether it's the full membership or the associate membership.
Okay.
What if we offered both? You know, are you interested in serving as a full-time member? Maybe, Liz, you could find out some more about the associate piece of it. I'd love to go before the council and ask for us to have the ability to have students on our council. And I'd love for them to have the ability to have a full vote as well, just for them.
Julio, did you have something?
Yeah, I'm curious, do we know, as an associate member, do they don't necessarily get to vote, but they're still involved in discussion? And okay,
yes,
so we get the benefit of
the ideas.
They would still sit at this table, although we may run out of chairs if we have everybody here.
Share microphones.
Any other discussion? So I'll look into that. Thanks, Liz. I didn't realize there was a third option for us. Great. The next item is a survey for the block party. So I will reshare the agenda. These are live links. So just trying to get an idea of who's going to be around and able to support that activity, because I think
I'll be there for part of it.
Okay.
I'll be there.
I think there's Google.
Yeah, it's like a little Google survey. Form.
Oh, I missed.
Yeah, when you get a chance, if you're around, if you can help, that would be great. Just to know, like, so we can start making plans. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sarah, did you have something?
You're muted.
What was the date on the block party?
July 3rd, right?
July 3rd. Always July 3rd.
Yep. And it's, do we set up at 3? That's what I put on the survey.
That's
2?
Sounds about right. It might be a little bit earlier.
Because it starts at 4.
I'll check on it.
Okay.
It starts at 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll reshare that for everyone. So you, if you can have a chance to fill it out, that would be great. And now we are at upcoming events, and I'd like to just put in a plug for the musical at the high school. It's called The Heights. Music and lyrics by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's a Tony Award-winning musical celebrating vibrant, largely Hispanic Latino community of Washington Heights, New York City, over 3 hot summer days. It blends pop, hip-hop, salsa, and soul to tell the stories of families, dreams, and the meaning of home. So it's next weekend, and it is April 30th at 7, May 1st at 7, May 2nd at 2, and May 2nd at 7:30. So I have a flyer if anyone wants to take a photo of the flyer, too. Yeah?
I also mentioned the Stratton Players have 2 short plays. They performed last weekend, but tomorrow night at 7 and Saturday they have a matinee and at I think at 2 and then a 7 o'clock performance in the evening. I saw them last weekend. They were really fun. There's also a bunch of artists who are tabling and showing their art and things for sale. So check it out. That's at Christ Church at 569 Main Street, I think.
It's the Red Door.
Well, actually, you don't go in through the Red Door.
But that's the church,
yeah,
right? The church with their, yes. The Episcopal Church, yeah.
It's also where Main Street Studios is.
Okay. Anything else? No? No? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Great.
Who made the motion? Who made the second?
Mike. Jen made the second.
Jen second.
Right. And Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. Okay. We don't need to vote on it, but we might as well.
Yep. Okay.
Eva Kelly.
Yes.
Liz Murphy.
Yes.
Sarah Osgood. Yes. Mike Amadeo.
Yes.
Ricardo Barros.
Yes.
Jen Hemingway.
Yes.
Leo Fuentes.
Yes.
Sarah Beth Wheeler.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At 5:43.
Thanks.
Okay. Gavel.
Oh, a gavel.